This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Tell you what, it's not often I get to start this broadcast by comparing international finance to high fashion. In fact, I never get to do it, actually. But today is my lucky day. A banking benchmark we're talking about here, the London Interbank Offered Rate, specifically LIBOR, it's called, as compared with Meryl Streep in the 2006 movie The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, okay. I see. You think this has nothing to do with you.
I know, you think that, don't you? That is Meryl Streep schooling Anne Hathaway about a sweater that Anne Hathaway is wearing, a blue sweater, in fact.
What you don't know is that that sweater is not just blue, it's not turquoise, it's not lapis, it's actually cerulean.
All right, hold that thought for a second while I tell you that LIBOR, the London Interbank Offered Rate, has been sold. Now, you might fairly be saying, A, Kai, have you lost your mind, high fashion and international finance? Which, okay, I'll grant you. But also you might be saying, B, great, fine, the New York Stock Exchange is buying LIBOR. They're going to clean it up from the scandal last year where the big banks were caught rigging it to make some money for themselves. But then you're probably also saying, come on, man, you got to make me care.
You should care about LIBOR because a lot of loans in what you might call the real economy.
That's Cardiff Garcia there.
Your home loans, your auto loans, loans to the state and local governments that fix things and provide services are based on this interest rate.
He's one of our Friday Wrap regulars from the blog FT Alphaville.
That matters a lot because it determines the price at which you can borrow money.
There are literally trillions of dollars in loans and derivatives linked to LIBOR, hence this explanation. Or maybe because it's easier to visualize how this whole thing works, here's Meryl Streep again on Anne Hathaway's cerulean, not blue, sweater.
In 2002, Oscar de la Renta did a collection of cerulean gowns, and then cerulean quickly showed up in the collections of eight different designers. And then it filtered down through the department stores and then trickled on down into some tragic casual corner where you no doubt fished it out of some clearance bin. And it's sort of comical how you think that you've made a choice that exempts you from the fashion industry when in fact you're wearing a sweater that was selected for you.
Just like I promised, fashion and high finance, it does all trickle down. The purchase price, by the way, according to Dow Jones Newswires, £1 for the LIBOR. That's about $1.49 at today's rate of exchange.